Hello? That's not
hello.
Hello. Hi, how are ya?
Oh. Good, thank you.
My apologies for being late. I got a little late.
Oh, no problem.
Oh,
right
thank
on
you. So who's here?
Suzanne.
Who?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi,
and
Anita.
Who else?
Benita.
Say it again.
Benita.
Benita,
B-O-M-I-T-A.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And who else?
Kuduama,
welcome. And who?
Hardy Under.
Cool. Who else?
James.
James and Hardy Munder.
Sadanam.
Yay.
Sadnakar.
Who?
Sadnakar.
Welcome. And who else?
Hargobin.
I thought I heard you there. And who else? Okay. Well, and to anybody else who is just sitting quietly and cozily, welcome. And also to the people who are listening to this on the recording. God bless you all. Okay, so now, just rub your hands together, rub the palms together, bring up a little heat, a little energy. And then palms together at the center of the chest, pushing on the mind nerve in the sternum. Long deep breath. Eyes at the third eye point. And relax and breathe. That's it. Relax and breathe. Projecting out the third eye point. And inhale to begin. Long deep breath. Relax as you do long deep breath. I don't mean curl up, I mean sit straight and let tension go. And again, heart breath. That is breathing long and deep through the nose, from the belly, and on the exhale, allowing the breath to flow out of the heart center. Good. Feel your heart just opening. Feel it flowing. understand that this essence of who you are actually flows out of your heart center. Good. And now, allow that heart breath to connect with everybody who's on this call or who listens to the recording. This is a very essential part of the Aquarian Age. We are as unified. Keep up. People who listen to this recording soon or even years in the future. Know who you are. Know who we are. Now continue to send your heart breath to anybody who needs it, especially those people in Egypt who need it now. Allow yourself to relax and allow that breath to flow. That energy, it's actually healing energy. Allow it to flow. Flow to where it's needed. Also allow it to flow to that lady who's in jail. Hari Mandir, what's her name?
Lucinda?
Say it again. Lucinda. Right. Allow it.
Lucinda.
Good. Thank you. Allow your heart breath also to flow to Lucinda, who's been jailed incorrectly. Very good. Okay, can you feel that clear up? Can you feel the heaviness clear up as we do that? Now, continue to use this breath all the time, and especially now with these Egyptians, okay? Please. And inhale, and exhale. And welcome. Bubba City Chen says, welcome on my 50th anniversary. And I'm going, Sir, what do you mean by that? He says, actually, it's 500, but he says, don't sweat the small stuff. Okay. So, okay. We're happy about that. He says, yes, you should be happy all the time. You should always, he said, I'm not telling you, I'm not giving you a should as a burden. He says, I'm telling you that happiness, he says, is more your more than your birthright. He says, it is your monetary value. It is your heart in your hands. It is your connection among souls. It is your connection to your own self. He says, happiness. He says, the genuine happiness. He's not talking about the thing when you get an iPod player for your birthday. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the most genuine happiness, the depth, the richness. The richness, the most extraordinary depth of prosperity that you could ever feel. He says, this richness is yours. He says, I don't care how much money you have. Well, he said, he does help us, of course, in that category. But that's not what he's talking about. He says there is a richness embedded in your human nature, a happiness embedded in your human nature. He says, and you all have these worries, you have these sadness, angers, fears, and so on. He says, you just cut yourself off from it. He said, there are reasons why you do it, and he says, that is not to be taken lightly, and that is not to make you feel bad. He says, you go through these terrors, sort of like a witch hunt. He said, these terrors seem to be nipping at your heels and nipping at your bottoms. He says, but in the moments of terror, in the lives of terror, you begin to understand certain depth, a depth of character, a depth of knowledge, a depth of awareness. Even though you keep the terrors with you, he says you are still learning on an extraordinary level. He says, as you finally come out of these illusions, as you heal them, as you reconcile them, as you put them back in order in your mind, in your focus, in your body, in your allowing, he says, is extremely important. Not many people talk about it, but allowing is an openness, a flow, an ease. He says, as you turn all around, as you stir the pot, as you open up to your grandness and you, to your glory, he says, you find a very great depth of richness, knowledge, and impeccability that you would not find in any other way unless you had gone through those terrors. So that you could, he says, manufacture the ingredients of your own depth. He said the ingredients of your own depth have to do with moving from terror, lack, concern, observing the difficult and the poor, of being smashed and brutalized. He says, as you move out of that, you have gained such a wisdom of compassion, such a wisdom of knowing, he says, that you may not have ever learned to experience in any other part, in any other way, if you had not gone through this. He says he's not only talking about this life, he's talking about the whole chain of lifetimes that you have ever had. And he's talking about the whole chain, not only in this era, but also in previous eras. Okay, previous eras that some people call, oh, that's Atlantis, that's Lemuria, and so on. He says, you've been around a long time. He says, you are the essence of the God. You are the creation principle of what we call the God, which is not a big guy sitting up there in a chair, in a rocking chair. No. He says, and he's not retired. And it's not a he, and it's not a she. It's both, and it is it. He said, it is the fabulous unity of the universe. The fabulous unity of the universe is you as you has participated in this chain of evolution, this chain of events, in order to recapitulate that great glory of the Godhead, as we could call it, or the great universality, or the great consciousness of which we are all members, the essential self. It's simply a it's a matter of coming back into recognition of that. In the meantime, we have created the depth of knowing, the depth of compassion, starting from scratch, he says, we took ourselves down through the ladder of depth and darkness in order to experience that, in order to know that. I'm saying, sir, yeah, people rebel against, why do we have to do that? He said, you don't have to do it. He says, your soul, your essence, your greatest knowledge and wisdom chose that. Your wisdom chose that. Okay, so some of us are rebelling. Why would I ever in my right mind choose that? He said, because it wasn't your mind that chose it. He says, your mind is much too limited. Your mind does not possess the great wisdom and the knowledge and the power to know what's best, to know what the experience of the Godhead is. Rather, in our depth of wisdom and knowledge, we have gone through the whole cycle of birth and death to experience every bit of creation, to evolve the great creativity of knowing and of coming home. He says, in the meantime, you have gained that richness of texture, that richness of wisdom, that depth of knowledge, that depth of compassion. That compassion, he says, is way beyond what anybody's mind could possibly perceive. He says he wants you now to go into the depth of compassion that you have inculcated within your being due to having moved through the ugliness of your past lives or this life, and to coming into the forgiveness and the deep knowledge and the deep presentation of goodness that comes as you evolve. He's showing me kind of a cycle. As you move out of that cycle and you have put all of the pieces, he says it's not exactly pieces, but that's the best way he can show it to us. As you have reconciled those pieces to come together in the most gorgeous, he's showing me like a golden brocade, highly textured, very valuable, and he says it's shining light. This is who you are. This is your prosperity. This is who your prosperity is, that beautiful shining light. He says now he wants you to go into that beautiful texture, into that gorgeous prosperity that is your birthright and beyond, that is your self-knowledge and beyond, that is your human identity and beyond. And every time he says beyond, he is talking about the vastness of the human nature that we are presenting nowadays, that is coming to light, that we are understanding, that we are becoming conscious. This is our root. This is our lantern of truth. This is who our consciousness truly is. He says, now he wants you to breathe deeply. He says, you know by now that breathing moves your energy in the most extraordinary and wise way. It produces the wisdom because it turns on the switches. He says, breathe deeply now. Do your heart breath. Breathe deeply. And with every breath, go deeper into that extraordinary prosperity. This prosperity has to do with our earth nature, so please be within the wisdom of Mother Planet. Be in her depth. Be in her glory. He says, because that's where you're going to find it. He says, it's like a treasure hunt. Do you remember when you were a child and you wanted to dig to China to find the treasure? He said, this is it. He says, now go deeper and deeper into that extraordinary treasure. The gems and jewels of the wisdom and the knowledge and the prosperity, the openness, the trust that brings that prosperity, that brings the knowledge and the experience of it. Move deeper and deeper into that wisdom. And as you move deeper into that wisdom, what do you find? You find compassion. Compassion are the diamonds of that wisdom. Compassion is the diamonds of your prosperity. So he would like to start with compassion. Compassion, that means opening to the full forgiveness, the full acceptance, the full love. The full love on the most extraordinary level. of your own self. Any part of yourself that you may not have been accepting, for instance, if there is shame, if there is terror. You said perhaps you have a few bumps on your body that you don't think are acceptable. He says, who cares? He says, go deeper. Deeper, deeper. Accept yourself. Accept yourself home. Let yourself come home to the most beautiful love that could ever be. Let yourself be fully accepted. Allow it. That's what it's all about, she says. Allow it. Allow yourself to be home. In the arms of your great family, he says, that is the mother consciousness, the mother, what we call the Mother Earth or Adi Shakti, and your father consciousness, which is the totality of the universe. Purka and Prakirti. Feel yourself home. Home as a child of the infinite and the finite. Accept the love. Accept your beauty. Accept your greatness. Accept your specialness. He says, let go of the challenges. Let go of the hurts. Let go of the terrors. He says, please let them evaporate. He says, let me eat them. I love to eat them. He takes them and recycles them. Keep up your breath. And sink through all the layers of distrust and non-acceptance. Till you come to that sparkling beauty, that sparkling knowledge of who you are. Who you are is so calm, so peaceful, so fine, that it has no barriers. Has no barriers whatsoever. Find yourself fully presented, fully presented. Not in a tense way, but being fully presented allows you to relax, finally, to know who you are. Find the blessing of who you are. Continue your heart breath. As you go through the layers, you may find that you need to pressurize yourself as you finally move out to the other side into the full, relaxed glory of who you are, without impediments, with pure honesty, pure truth. Says, in order to do this, it is very important also to love what you might call your dark side. Love that too. Have absolute compassion for yourself. Have absolute compassion. Love your history. Remember, going through that history is what is helping you find, develop the beautiful weave and texture of your lifetimes. Love, love the depth of yourself. And make no judgment, light or dark, good or evil, just love. And accept, purely gracious. As a human, hu meaning light, mun meaning mind, as a human here on earth, might be called the experiment of the great consciousness as the differentiated consciousnesses. The great experiment. Know who you are. And now, in knowing who you are, in your consciousness, with total self-compassion, turn to the other members on this call, whether live here or on the recording, and open totally, allow totally, complete compassion for each one. Go one by one, opening totally, allowing that gorgeous light of who you are. That pure relaxation, ease, flow, and that sweet and ultimate prosperity and acceptance. Flowing from your own self-acceptance to the acceptance of everyone, each one. Breathe with it. Feel the ease of it. Feel the knowledge of it. Good. In the state of compassion, in this flowing acceptance, you are not hurt, but you are enlightened, and you bring peace to any relationship, any organization, any nation who abides in this peace. Bring this to our own nation. Allow yourself, allow the divides that occur, allow them, and let them drop. Let them drop so that you may experience the light, the beauty of each soul, whether they know who they are or not. Accepting each soul. He says, now you have to understand that this is at the deepest level we are talking. He said, if somebody comes to chop your head off, of course you have boundaries. He says, but that is on the mind level. He wants to make a distinction. But the most powerful level is the hue. The light level. And if we allow total compassion from the light level, if we allow all to be subsumed in the light level, he says that will change this boundary making. should always start on the light level and feel utter compassion. Knowledge that these are our brothers and sisters. Know that we share the same God essence and that we are the same God essence. Forgiving. Rest in the beauty of mind, peace, and the deepest succor, S-U-C-C-O-R, the greatest boon, the greatest life-giving love. Total compassion, as you would for a baby. Total. Pure saving grace. Use your heart breath. And continue in this depth of compassion. Experiencing who you are and who humanity is. Make note of that. Opening to the blessing. And allow that to continue. Allow that knowledge, that experience to continue. Even as you share with each other your own experience, your own realizations or questions. And inhale, and exhale, and be so grateful for yourself here on earth, and grateful for all. Now he's asking, who can share your experience? Who can share? He says, this is the way you educate each other. He finds it delicious. Who can share your depth of compassion, your depth of prosperity?
This is Guru Pran.
Hi, dear.
Hi. When I was doing it, it built up so huge, like I didn't know what to do with it. And what that meant to me was, I let it go, and I just started thinking of something else.
And you started thinking of something else?
It drifted. I was falling asleep. So it was just such a deep feeling. It just took me deep into a deep place, like when I'm going into a sleep stage. When I go into sleep stage, it was very similar to going into a sleep stage when I'm calling on the Gurus at night. It was very similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
And what I felt from that experience is that the only purpose for this compassion is not for us. It's just to give it. Otherwise, it has no use. It's just, you know, it's like having a lot of books on a donkey. Same thing. You have all this great feeling, but it's vast and deep and profound because that's what the earth needs right now. And the more that we can expand it out to bless the whole earth and bless all beings, all elements in the universe, even just the more we can spread it out into the stars, everywhere, mm-hmm. the more we'll have and the more good it will do.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just grow exponentially.
So he's asking, did you find compassion for yourself?
Yes. For drifting.
Okay, and how did compassion for yourself feel?
I just feel deeply loved by the universe.
Wonderful. Wonderful. He says, and that is your prosperity, dear. He says, compassion is not something that you can carry in your mind. It springs from within, and totally supports you, and the energy supports all. Bless you, dear. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Who else can share?
This is Guratma.
Yes, dear.
I had a feeling of, deep in the ocean, like at the ocean floor, a bed of crystals,
and we're
all the crystals, and, there's the different kind of levels of how high up in the crystal formation you are, but it takes the bottom, the sediment, people who maybe they haven't quite got the light yet, but even that feeds into the crystal bed and rises it all up higher. So, so to be part of the sediment or the crystal, it's all the same because it's all the same stuff.
You got it. You got it. And that is pure compassion. Pure compassion. Thank you. Anybody else? Or I should say, who else? Did anybody feel their own prosperity?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. Sadhnakar?
Yes.
Yes. Please tell me.
I had, petal images. Those oval, not oval, but they're kind of like almond shapes. Just like thousands of petals. And they were kind of like openings.
Oh, what do you mean openings?
That they had their own life.
And these are aspects of you or are openings in your own life?
I think that everybody has them. And they surround us. They're like our own petals. That's funny.
That's a lovely way to put it. And so what happens when we accept the petals?
They open, and you go through them. And then they are like perpetual.
So you're talking about moving into, perpetual opening to your own prosperity, your own course of consciousness?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, whatever continues to open in us, the constant open, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
That we're always pulling forth in being present. That just happens automatically after a while. I mean, it happens anyway, but...
For instance, many of us get dragged down about thoughts of old difficulties, old worries, and so on. And that seems to be a closing. But what you're talking about, you get to... a certain evolution in so that you are, instead of closing down at each turn, you're opening at each turn.
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, yes. And that increases when in the work that we're doing, in this relaxing, it increases the forward or the opening part.
Oh, That is lovely. I love that concept.
It was very pleasing.
Uh-huh.
And very vivid, and also what has been drawn around people in images, you know, that people would draw around.
What is
the body? Like auras or halos or whatever those that shape is.
Mhm. Mhm. Hmm. So you were experiencing those as well?
Mhm. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. That very exquisite energy.
Yeah.
It's a dynamic energy. It's not just like, oh, here's some sugar and flour. It is it's the energy of your destiny, of your lifetime, of your connection to infinity and the finite world. It's an extraordinary dynamic mix.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Cool. Very cool.
Oh, boy. Nice.
That's your prosperity.
Purse full of petals.
Yeah. We could use that here in the winter, huh? Okay. Thank you. Would anybody else like to share?
Is it again?
Yes, dear.
Hi,
Libby.
Yes. And it was a deep experience of the message of accept all and reject none.
Wow. So simple, but so profound.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. And so how does that express itself? How do you feel it? How do you know it? What happens as you do that?
I also was seeing and feeling a lot of the images that were expressed by others of the jewels.
Uh-huh.
Sort of sitting down into this huge treasure chest of the gems and diamonds and rubies, and the different colors were very vibrant. It also felt like it went down into the depths of the ocean floor and up into the heavens, and just such a total untwisting into expansion, which then led to the compassion, forgiveness, openness, and then back to accept all, reject none, that prosperity comes from that core of always being in the present moment to remember to accept everything.
Wonderful.
As big
Even
as it is or as small as that experience might be.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. But because that's how, that is true compassion, and that is what moves us through to accepting. So when you say that, it occurs to me that the jewels are very similar to the petals, that they are all very dynamic, areas of consciousness. Each one a dynamic mechanism or opening of consciousness. Cool. Thank you so much, dear.
Thank you.
Yeah. And thanks to everyone. Thanks to everyone. And God bless you all. Stay in that place of true self-compassion. And when we talk about self, we're talking about both with a small S and with a large S. And you know we all share the same large S. Self. Well, that's funny. That is our largest. Our best self is our largest. Okay. Okay, so is Kahar here? Okay. We're going to have to do this on our own, folks. You ready? So sing to one another from compassion from your heart. Okay. And inhale. May the light shine upon you. All of us around you. And bow to that gorgeous holiness, that openness, that beauty and prosperity that flows as you. God bless you all. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.